Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Back in the studio
basement
today, sitting here with Podcat and Rain, getting ready to record a new show with my pal and former radio buddy employee. That's not the right word. We used to work together at KYGO. Tracy Taylor is going to be the guest today. It'll be a lot of fun. Won't have the production on this show that I've had in the past because, as some of you know, regular listeners know, there was a new song, a new production for this podcast done by Jeremy, who was a guest a while back and was going to be a regular guest on the show, but he has not had time to do it recently. And Jeremy is a radio producer here in town, and he created the new intro song. And if I could ever get his lazy ass back on the show, maybe he'll produce the show again, or at least produce the new soundtrack so I can use it again. But that's why I'll be missing today, and it will just be just straight to the podcast with Tracy Taylor. I hope you guys had a great Labor Day weekend. Mine was fun, relaxing, didn't do a lot. Because I was avoiding labor, because it's Labor Day. That's what you do on Labor Day. You avoid doing extra labor and lay around. But I had some good food, and that's all that matters. But we're not here to talk about food and Labor Day. Well, I guess we are in a way. I guess we sort of are. We're on a podcast. We can talk about any freaking thing we want to. No, sorry, just a scared podcat. Well, let's get on with the show. Please welcome, and it's colleague. I just remembered the word. It's colleague, my radio colleague, Tracy Taylor. We're rolling.
Rolling.
Yes. Check yours real quick.
Check just, 1, 2.
Oh, you're beautiful, right?
There. Well, you're good looking too.
Oh, thank you.
Looking lovely today, this morning.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best. As you come to the studio from the gym.
Right. Which is the best because yes. Nobody can see my sweaty, disgusting self.
People know who I'm talking to. Back in the studio
basement
is is Tracy Taylor. Tracy has been on before several times. And people go, well, this podcast is called Remasculate. Why is there a chick on this show? And I say, because Tracy has more balls than most men.
That is very true. And my husband's been giving me those testosterone shots, so I'm half dude.
Wait, hold on. Testosterone shots?
Well, my levels were really low, and he works at one of those places that fixes your levels.
Oh, like low T kind of place?
Sure, yeah, one of those places. It's called ImageMD. So they took my levels a couple months ago, and women are supposed to be between 8 and 60, and I was a 3.
Why so low?
I don't know. All the drugs and alcohol that I used to take.
Just kind of laying around. Doesn't muscle itself help make testosterone?
I actually have no idea. I don't know, but I'm willing to take injections for anything that's going to make my life better. And so they said, you know what, you're going to gain muscle and you're going to feel better, you're going to sleep better, all this stuff. And I thought, okay, I'm down. You know, they said the optimum age of 18 to 22, that's how you're going to feel.
Oh.
And pushing 43 in a week, I just figured, okay, I'm in. And we've been doing the shots for about 7 weeks, and after about a month they pushed up the level.
Oh.
And they're like, let's get her closer to like 60. Now if I was near 300, I'd be a dude.
Okay.
I'd start having dude issues.
You would start actually,
yeah,
growing hair,
for sure,
and facial hair.
Yes, and my voice would go lower, which is already, you know, radio low.
Uh-huh.
So I just was like, we have to be really careful because of my job. I can't just all of a sudden be like, hey, how you doing?
That's kind of sexy on the radio, though, isn't it?
Well, I already have one of those, well, you know, sort of lower husky smoker voices.
Right.
So I work out every day. I do ballerina bar class and I work out at the gym. And all of a sudden this week, I can't fit into my fucking clothes. My legs are like tree trunks. I look like a dude. I'm gaining muscle like a dude with a huge rack.
And does the hubby like this dude look?
I don't know. I don't let him look at me very much.
Is that why? Is that why you tweeted something this morning about food has replaced sex for us, or whatever?
Food has replaced sex in my life, and I can barely get in my own pants.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would probably help if I wasn't drinking this delicious grape slushy that has nerds in it from Sonic.
Mm. Right. Okay. Now, you came in here with this, and you said they're putting everything in the Sonic drink now. Mm-hmm. Nerds, Pop Rocks.
Jolly Rancher
Jolly
candy.
Ranchers.
Maybe even some – they had like four things on there, four different candies.
As if soda isn't sugary enough for people. Right. Let's crack it up a little bit.
Well, this is totally cracked out slushy because it's a grape slushy, which like what am I, five? I was going there for a Coke. It's right next to your house. You know, Sonic's right there. It's the closest place. So I was like, I just need to drive in here and get a Coke so I'm not all on the air.
You see, you can put crack in it.
Right. I'm like, oh my God, they put nerds in grape slushies. And I'm a total candy addict. I eat candy like there is nobody's business.
What's your favorite candy?
I eat right now, well, for the last like 4 months, Starburst. Uh-huh. And I'm really crazy with Starburst. I don't eat red ones. So let me just explain. Red to me, any cherry candy, I can't do cherry candy. Like, I can do cherries, but I can't eat cherry candy.
What if it's – how do you know if it could be strawberry or just any red?
The wrapper.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it says cherry usually on it. And I'm just like, oh, hell no. If I see that dark red, I'm like, no, that's cherry. And I had a very bad experience in the third grade. I threw up on the ski bus.
Uh-huh.
My parents put us on the ski bus to Winter Park. I was like eight. And at 5:30 in the morning at the bottom of the Pinery down over here in Parker, they put us on the bus and sent us to Winter Park with strangers for the whole day. But I was eating cherry bubble yum and I got sick and I threw up in my ski boot. So the memory is just sealed.
In your ski boot?
Yeah, it was a bad day.
Oh.
It was like my first time too. It was really bad. But I get car sick and cherry is like, ugh. So with the Starburst, I can't eat the red ones. And half the bag is red. There's 80 pieces in there and 40.
Is this research? Have you actually
I did. I counted them out because I freaked. I'm like, what the fuck are all these red ones doing in here? Mars M&M company or whoever it is that does Star. I don't know that. I'm going to write a letter though, a very sternly worded letter, because 40 pieces out of 80 and there's orange, lemon and strawberry in there also. So why are 40 pieces cherry? But I do this thing where I eat them and it's like a ritual with the wrapper. Uh-huh. I have to like fold it three times and then fold it in like a little football.
So after you finish.
While I'm eating it.
Oh, while you're doing it.
Right.
This is your-
it is a, I can't go to the next piece of candy unless I have folded the wrapper. I know.
It's very strange.
I traded drugs and alcohol for this. That's the problem.
Has this started recently then is what you're – or has this always been a folding problem?
No. My gosh, no. I don't think I've ever been this
OCD. Do you fold sheets as well?
I fold a lot of things. But I don't know what this – yeah, I think it's just because I went to drug rehab and you replace every other bad habit with candy because although candy's bad for you, it's not going to make me break out in handcuffs anytime soon. I'm not going to get pulled over for candy. I'm not going to get busted for candy. You know, I'm not going to jail for candy.
Right.
Right.
Ma'am, could you step out of your car? Is that candy on your breath?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that Starburst? Cherry? No, never cherry. But yeah.
I'm stuck on watermelon Twizzlers right now.
Mm.
The great big pull apart. Have you seen those green and red?
Oh, sure.
All together?
I eat those too. They get real sticky though.
They do.
They're super sticky. Yeah. So then I have to just take three of the little strands and rip them off and eat three at a time. And then my mouth's all. It's good though.
I know. They're delicious.
They have flavored Twizzlers.
But I find myself actually playing with them.
Absolutely.
Like pull two off and tie them
in a bow. I do that too.
Or I braid them before I eat them.
Isn't that
weird? They were already stuck together.
I know.
Why did I pull them apart to braid them to eat them?
Because it's fun. Candy's fun. I swear to God, it's like Halloween in my purse 24/7 every day. It's like Halloween. My kids are like, what you got? I'm like, Laffy Taffy, nerds. I've got Starburst in there. And the kids are like, we're sick of your Starburst. I'm like, good, more for me.
So you're like a dealer in a way.
I am.
What you got in your bag?
Right.
Mama, what you carried in your bag?
I pull stuff out all the time. I'm like, nerd. I don't have anything in there right now because I just changed purses this morning. But normally I'm a party in my bag.
So tell us more about this. Now, how long has it been since you've been out of rehab?
Out of treatment. Well, I'm currently 5.5 months clean and I spent 35 glorious days – So
keep coming back. It works.
It works, and you're worth it.
Is that what they're saying?
I don't say that, but
it works,
yeah.
And you're worth it.
It works if you work it, and you're worth it.
Oh,
Chaw.
Now do you feel better? Do you feel like life has gotten better?
Oh my God! I'm awake.
Yeah.
I'm out of bed. I was sleeping for about 6 to 8 months. I was sleeping so much. Yeah, I wasn't eating. I wasn't drinking water. I wasn't doing anything but just sleeping as much as I possibly could. And so, I mean, so badly that I would roll over in my bed, just toss and turn and toss and turn. Because you really can't sleep for 24 hours.
No,
even
you
if
just
you take
lay there.
Sleep medicine. Right. I mean, I just kept taking more sleep medicine to try and sleep all the time. And I would have rashes all over my elbows and my knees because I was so skinny. And I would just roll over just back and forth and back and forth. So, yeah, life is definitely different. I wake up every morning happy. I go to bed. I know what happened when I go to bed.
Do you go to bed at a normal time?
I go to bed every night by 11 o'clock. I usually watch my shows on Bravo till it hits 11 and then I'm out.
Your Bravo shows? Your
totally.
Gay Housewives of
Real Housewives of insert here. Yeah, absolutely. Below Deck, that's my latest one.
What about is that one?
Oh, it's about a cruise ship, about people that live on – not a cruise ship, I'm sorry. People that work on luxury yachts.
Uh-huh.
So there's a captain, Captain Lee, not Stubing. But there's a captain and then there's a crew. There's like the deck crew. There's the stewardesses. There's a chef. It's awesome.
So it's about a yacht.
It's about a
like
yacht.
Like a rich person's
yachties.
Yacht?
And so it's – these people will rent out the yacht, which I'm just saying they're probably getting for free because they're on the friggin' show, right? Like they just sign up and pay a small fee and then they get to be on the yacht and they're on TV. And they have all these crazy fucking demands. They bring their dogs. They bring – I mean, it's insane. And the chef cooks like the most amazing stuff. And like on one of the episodes last season, the guy cut the tip by $5,000 because the chef didn't listen because he didn't make quesadillas for the girlfriend.
Quesadillas?
That's all she wanted. No, she wanted quesadillas. And so because he didn't listen and just make quesadillas for every meal, he'd make these huge, beautiful meals. They ripped $5,000 off the tip, the guy who was tipping them, the passenger. And he said, you know, I was going to give you $20,000, but here's $10,000. And in this $10,000, I'm going to take $5,000 of it back because the chef didn't listen and just make her quesadillas. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Who lives on quesadillas?
This stupid girl. But I mean, really, I mean, if you can't branch out a little bit, but you wouldn't cut somebody's tip. Why would you cut their tip? He did make her quesadillas. He just
made
didn't
more
do it every meal. Yeah. He did things with seafoam, you know, stuff.
Oh, sounds delicious.
It was delicious. Every time I'm watching, I'm just like, I need to be rich.
I've never heard of this show.
Below Deck.
I will have to check. It's on Bravo.
Bravo, yeah.
So you're pretty much just stuck on Bravo as far as your...
Pretty much, yeah. I'm really Bravo and E. I do both Bravo and E.
Anything with Andy whatever? What's that guy?
Andy Cohen.
Anything with Andy Cohen?
Of course. Yeah, and he started the Real Housewife franchises.
Oh, did he really? Mm-hmm. That's his baby completely? I did not know that.
And blew it the fuck up, dude. So now he's just rolling in the deep.
Because I see every once in a while when I'm stuck in a hotel room, I'll be changing the channel and I'll see Andy hosting something like
– Watch What Happens Live.
Yes. Yes.
It's his show.
And that's where they're discussing the Real Housewives of Insert, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He discusses everything. He's really funny. It's a half an hour show on every night at midnight. So just 12 to 12:30 is Watch What Happens Live. And it usually will follow the latest episode of – Housewives or Million Dollar Listing or whatever.
So is Andy Cohen the I'm trying to think of his name. What's the guy from the DJ that's got so popular, blew up, hosted
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. God, I can't think of why is he
the Seacrest of Bravo?
Of Bravo.
Yeah.
Like he creates the shows for that channel. Like, you know, Seacrest is all over E, like
right.
Kardashians.
You're right. Yeah. I don't think, actually, there's probably a lot of credits that go to Andy Cohen for sure.
The Bravo is not the total gay channel.
Used to be a gay channel. It used to just be like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
That's what I thought.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
And then it turned into like Flipping Out, which is that one with Jeff Lewis, who's gay, but it's about housing, you know, flipping houses and all that drama. And it's just funny. It's just an introspective look into the lives of people that work there for Jeff Lewis or, you know, people that are that rich living that lifestyle in Beverly Hills or whatever. So you – they're just following them around.
What happened to the Flipping Out guy? Is that still on?
It is still
okay.
on. Okay. Yeah.
Because I watched that a few times where he would flip out over
he was
flipping a
really,
house.
Really, really bad. Well, he'd flip out if you brought onions on his freaking lunch. I mean his – El Pollo Loco. Oh my God, they eat that all the time. And I'm like, I fucking love El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco.
They need that crazy chicken. That crazy fucking chicken. I need that in Denver. They do not have that here.
They do not have that here.
They had it when I lived in Vegas.
You know what I just saw here that I was like blown away by?
What?
Because I know we have Carl's Jr. here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was driving the other day. Green Burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Green Burrito was part of the other half of Carl's Jr. when I lived in L.A.
It has been for a long time.
I didn't know that. That's south of Parker.
Down on Parker Road, down off Stroh.
Yeah, I did not know that because I knew the Carl Jr.'s here does not have one.
Yeah.
But then I was driving one day.
That one's been there for a long time.
It's got a Green Burrito in it.
It's been there for
it.
Like 10 years.
I did not know that.
I would have let you know had I known.
Is
it good?
Yeah, Green Burrito was pretty good as far as fast food kind of California.
If it's not Chick-fil-A, which they don't have it anywhere.
They don't have?
Well, like Vegas, they don't have Chick-fil-A. You know, but we don't have In-N-Out.
Right. In-N-Out goes everywhere but here. Explain that to me. They're in Dallas.
They were pushing only West Coast, so I don't know why they're in Dallas.
I know, but why did they go down like Phoenix,
they went
Dallas?
South?
Yeah.
Huh. Southwest, maybe.
Yeah.
Cock blockers.
I know.
Burger blockers.
What, they think we don't like good burgers here? We'll only eat like...
Come on.
McDonald's?
For sure. I'm trying to think of the last good burger that I had here. What was the last good burger you had?
I like Smash Burgers here.
Smash Burgers is good burgers. It is. And Freddy's. It's Freddy's. Oh, my God.
Freddy's is coming. Freddy's is coming.
To Parker?
To Parker.
Oh, I'm going to get
They're
so
building
fat.
It right next door to Target.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be huge. Huge. Freddy's is coming to Parker.
Yeah.
Have you the fries with the fry sauce?
I have never had Freddy's.
But
people keep telling me Freddy's is a lot like Steak and Shake.
It's exactly like Steak and Shake. That's exactly what it's like. It's delicious.
Because Culver's went in. And
Culver's is good.
The Butterburger. When they opened, we got in line. We did that around the block line. Which that line disappeared like after a couple of weeks. I guess people go like, okay, we can go anytime we want to.
Yeah, I mean, it's anything. Yeah.
But it was very good. So,
it is good. I do enjoy that one.
You like that one?
I do, but I like Freddy's way better. Freddy's fries are insane, and they've got this fry sauce. Don't even ask me what's in this sauce. It is ridiculous.
Fry sauce, like a dipping mayonnaise,
ketchup,
mustard.
I swear to God, I wish I could just go get us Freddy's right now and bring it back so you could eat it. It's so good. Here we go. Someone's getting a driveway.
Yeah, my neighbor. I think my neighbor is getting a brand new driveway. So if you hear any kind of,
it's not my vibrator.
Yeah, that's why I looked up and I heard it.
Kickstart that shit.
What is your favorite fast food then?
Well, I'd have to say Freddy's now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, I loved El Pollo Loco. I love the crazy chicken. It's the best. That's really good stuff, but they don't have that here. So here I would have to say I'm a huge fan of Chick-fil-A, unless it's closer to like 8 or 9 at night because they close at 10.
Right.
And then it's like really rubbery. It doesn't taste right.
Well, they're not keeping it fresh, hot and ready to go.
Right.
They're not
but
making it new because
like
it's about to close.
The peanut oil chicken, you know, that they cook it in or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, I like Chick-fil-A, but I like Freddy's. Freddy's.
Well, see, both of us are sounding like everybody else that goes, well, they had this in California, but we can't get it here.
Right.
Aren't we happy with where we live? You know what I mean?
Right.
What happened to people going, I love the local stuff, instead of going, I sure do miss the
– Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
We just started talking about El Pollo Loco with that stupid Jeff Lewis show, and now it's in my head.
But can you think of too many local places here in Denver?
Well, yeah, because they're all like, what's Lark Burger? I've never been there.
Never been to Lark Burger.
I mean, there's just too many.
I've never been to, is it Mojo Foods or what's the
Mod? What's that?
Mod Market. What
is
that?
Know.
I've never even been.
No fucking clue. It's too much. Too much, kids.
Did we not go because we don't know what they are?
Yes. I'm intimidated of the menu, and I don't want to get in there and pay $10 for my meal and have it yucky.
Right. And so, that's the way I feel about the place over in Park Meadows called, is it Life Lunch or Light Lunch? Or
don't know.
It's a new health, kind of health restaurant
right?
in Park Meadows.
Yeah, no.
I look at the menu and I go, well, I don't know. I haven't been here. It looks like it might be okay, but I don't want to not like it and
right.
waste my money.
I'll be pissed because I don't like wasting money. I'm total yeah. penny pincher. So I have to have a good recommendation.
That's kind of what we've been doing. I don't know if you've seen our vlog that Janet mm-hmm. and I have been – like we did the Taco Bell breakfast the other day. We went and bought everything from Taco Bell breakfast.
How was it?
It was good. And we filmed it and we put it out and a bunch of people doing the same thing. Oh, well, now we're going to go try it. Oh, I was wondering if it was any good.
Yeah.
Oh, I've thought about it but didn't. I think people do that same thing. Like
they do.
I'm not going to try it until somebody else says – it's not bad.
And it has to be like a trusted source, like us, like you, me, like some. I would trust you if you said, oh my God, there's no way I would never touch that again. I would go there and be like, oh, Mudflap doesn't like this one. And I wouldn't ever order it. I'd actually even say that probably out loud to the speaker.
No, Mudflap doesn't like that.
Mudflap doesn't like it. I'm not having it.
He did not like the Crunchwrap AM.
Well, my son, Jackson, who is 11 now. God love him.
Oh, my God.
I know. He was just a baby, y'all.
What happened?
He grew up. He has braces. He's a dude now. But he asked me to take him to Taco Bell, and I hadn't been to Taco Bell since, like, my stoner days. You know, I mean, it's been a long time. I don't eat Taco Bell. I didn't even know what to order. He's ordering these Doritos, tacos, and all this shit, and I'm like, give me a Mexamelt. I remember that, at least.
And we don't make that anymore.
They do make that, and it's like $2.59 for one of those things. It used to be like 99 cents or something.
Remember that?
Yeah, and we hit Taco Tuesday on Tuesday at Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's some good shit. 3 for $1.
Are they – they're like regular tacos,
regular
right?
or
they're
soft like, tacos.
But I mean, the way they make them like you would, like a taco shell,
yeah, taco
meat,
shell, meat,
lettuce, cheese. Nothing funky.
Nope.
Just kind of
– just give me a – taco.
Yeah, I haven't even done Taco Bell's tacos in a while. Like just regular.
Yeah, it tastes funny to me. But they taste the same as they did from 20 years ago.
But oh my God, the new Daredevils at Taco Bell are amazing.
Are those the little Cinnabon things or the?
Well, it's called the Loaded Grillers. And
oh,
ghost pepper, habanero, and chipotle. And if you like spicy.
Yeah?
Extremely, like, ghost pepper can make your nose run.
Oh, I had that one time maybe it was at Wendy's. They put it on fries
Wendy's on
with
fries.
Cheese.
We did that, too.
Whoa.
So good.
That was so good. I was like, what are ghost peppers? I'm like, oh, now I know.
Yeah.
Hot as.
Yeah.
Ghost hot peppers AF, like, as my daughter says.
Yes.
AF.
Hot as.
AF. She always says AF. Mom, he's hot AF. I'm like, as. Yeah, don't say that. You're only almost 15.
Wow. She's already talking about guys like that?
Oh, sure. She goes to Regis, and it's all girls and uh-huh. then all boys on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're just stir crazy because they don't go to school with the boys.
Uh-huh. They just see
and
them.
And they're all
they just
hot.
See them over there.
Well, and I shouldn't even be looking because I'm a mom, but I'm just saying from a mom's perspective,
uh-huh.
these kids are all good looking. I mean, I don't even think there's even ugly girls that go there.
How does this happen?
I don't know.
Is it makeup? Is it workout?
No,
is it
and the best
jeans?
Thing is they can't – probably money, I guess, because you have to pay to go there. It's like $15,000 a year.
Hmm. Don't you think people have gotten – it's kind of a 50-50 split these days. That like there's either really good looking or mm-hmm. we just don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's a big split these days.
I feel like we just don't give a shit. I think they're on drugs.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. I do. It's really scary to see how many kids right now, especially in Parker and Castle Rock and these little suburbs, like heroin is all over the place. Who knew?
What? Fill me in.
Swear. All over the place. People, they're dying from it every day. And this is the kicker is that they're not dying from $100 worth of heroin. It's $10 that they shoot in their arm and they die. And not necessarily because it's bad, but because they overdose. But yeah, more people are in rehab that I've seen. down here.
In our little area down here of the world? I did not know this. I have not been reading, well, not having teenagers and not having, I don't read the local paper that gets thrown in my driveway every week.
I know. Well, because I am involved in Narcotics Anonymous, because I have to go to meetings so I don't use anything stupid. Yeah, I mean, I just am like, what? You're like 18, 20, 22, 25. I mean, it's all Parker. It's all heroin.
Well, Janet last night, the girlfriend Janet, the people that listening, last night she came home frazzled, just frazzled. She's got a promotion at work. She's doing a little more. She's like going from 7 to almost 7 at night. It's one of those kind of days. And she came home and said, you know, don't really feel like cooking. And I had mentioned it's endless shrimp at Red Lobster.
Oh.
And so she's like, yes, let's go.
Uh-huh.
So in the middle of dinner, I look over and she's sort of like that kid that's about to fall asleep in the meal.
Oh, geez.
You know, you just see that kind of
– yes.
Like fart goes down, kind of stares, it picks up another bite.
Yeah.
You know, and I – she had that look about her. So we're, you know, after dinner – we're driving home and she goes, I'm exhausted. I don't know how people with kids do it. I couldn't do it. If I had kids, I couldn't do it. And I go, I don't think they do. And she goes, what do you mean? And I go, I don't think parents really parent like they did
back in the day.
So and the reason I'm tying this in, because you're talking about the kids and the drugs and the attitude and the I don't think people really have that strong. It's kind of if she came home like that with a kid, you'd be like, "There's your McDonald's.
Go to bed. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed. Don't talk to me." Mm-hmm. And you don't really know what your kid is up to. And
I
what
agree.
They're doing.
I agree.
And I
kind of
made that. That was the first time I put that observation together last night.
Right.
Was like, you're right. I can't imagine you walking in and having to go, Mom, you're home from work. You want to go? You want to
help me? It's a lot.
You want to help me with my homework?
It's a lot. I mean, I have been a working mom my whole existence. I work part-time now. So I've worked part-time for the last year or so. Well, year and a half. But other than that, I normally work full-time. But my hours, because I do radio, are only 4 or 5 hours a day.
Right.
So I'm functional as a parent also. I'm still a good mom. I still have time for my kids. I could still attend their events. I still do the homework with them. You know, these parents that work 8, 9 hours a day, you know, you don't know what your kids are doing. And the fucking internet, oh my God. They are learning how to do things that I'm like, what? And I'm pretty freaking smart. And I'm like,
and you're pretty open.
And I'm open. And I can't believe what I'm hearing sometimes from some parents about what their kids are doing. Like getting poppy seeds from Sprouts and boiling water and pouring it over the poppy seeds and making opiate tea and drinking it.
Wait a minute.
And dying from it.
I didn't know you could do that. I knew that poppy seeds were part of
– it's an opiate.
I knew that. Mm-hmm. But – and I knew if you ate a hamburger that had a poppy seed bun, you could actually show up positive on a test.
I used to think that you could show up positive for THC if you ate poppy seeds, but it's opiate.
Yeah.
It's an opiate.
Right.
And so if you took a shit ton of poppy seeds –
and just did
and
what you
put
said.
Put them through a strain, took a strainer and put them all in a strainer and boiled hot water and you poured it over them and you soaked the opiate off of it into tea. They drink it and they get fucked up.
I did not know this.
I'm telling you.
But they've learned this off the internet.
Or they'll, like if they're prescribed antidepressants, they will soak the coating off, chop them up and snort them. Like Wellbutrin and shit.
And that just affects them harder, faster.
They get high. Or Imodium. That has opiate in it.
Imodium AD, like your diarrhea stuff?
Something with that. And I know there's a prescription stuff. But you can abuse it. You can abuse anything.
All right. Well, your tie-in to the internet is something that I had brought up on here before. And I've had arguments with people about, you know, the kids having the iPhones. It's so young.
So young. Well, Jackson has one. He's 11.
So young.
I didn't buy it. I had I had a big opinion about it, but no control over it.
Because
his grandparents gave it to him.
Yes. But when you give a kid an iPhone, a smartphone, you go, here's your key to the adult world.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what it is. It's not like, because they go, well, we need to stay in touch with them. Then this kid should have like the Cricket phone.
Or that's
the,
what I.
Or the yeah. Jitterbug phone, like an old person kind of.
Absolutely.
If you need to get a hold of me, punch that one button, it calls me. Because mm-hmm. that's all you need. But when they give them an mm-hmm. iPhone, you're like you said, here's the internet.
Here's the gateway.
Here's the gateway. Look up anything. Look at porn, sexty. Like people saying, well, my daughter got in trouble at school because, you know, some boy sexted her. Well, that's because they had the capability.
Right.
And I don't think their parents take that into consideration.
They don't.
Does
I
that
look
go back
my,
to, I'm so tired, I don't give a shit.
It does. It absolutely does. And you just figure if you're giving it to them that they're just being responsible. And
oh, I
that's
trust
just
my,
so stupid.
I trust my child.
I trust I my kids, I trust but my, I trust them to let me look through the phone. Absolutely. Trust and verify
trust
all day.
And verify.
Absolutely. I'm like a freaking verify site.
My mom, seriously, was a spy.
Oh, wow.
And so were all the neighborhood. I
yeah.
mean, they were spies.
Sure.
They all told each other everything.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw your child
you
over back
You would never know,
behind.
Though, because they don't even play outside anymore.
No, they don't. But my mom still was a spy as far as going through. Like, she would toss it like a prison cell.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I found under your mattress.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think parents have that same attitude because, like, well, it's their room.
Yep.
I don't want to invade
That's exactly
their space.
It.
Like, my mom would go, who had this pot in the sock drawer?
So the kid who was soaking the opiates out of the poppy seeds and it was smashing up the stuff, I spoke with his dad and I was like, what's going on? Like, how is this really? It's like the internet. And I'm like, okay, but like, where are you? Where are you? Are you home? Are you, you know, he's like, well, I mean, we're pretty lax. And I said, look, my parents back in the day, you know, 25, 30 years ago, my parents would let me just go out and I'd go to a party or say I was going to the movies, air quote, and, you know, end up at a party or whatever. And they didn't know what I was doing. And I was doing bad stuff. I was doing really bad shit.
Mm.
Yeah, really bad. So my antennas are up, you know, but I have my kids under my thumb. And this dad was like, I wish we would have done that with our kids. I'm like, there's just no other way. Because my parents, although they were the best parents in the entire world, they were such great parents, had no clue that I was using drugs, you know, in high school. They had no idea what we were doing on the weekends, which was terrible.
Yeah.
Really bad drugs.
Really bad.
Yeah, not
and
just
And this pot. Is high school.
High school in Parker, Colorado.
Oh.
So think 30 years ago right now in this town. There was nothing to do.
There was nothing to do.
We met at McDonald's and we would go to pit parties. But yeah, if you'd go into town because you had somebody who lived in an apartment in Aurora, you'd go there and that's where all the bad stuff is. And
why does bad shit always happen in apartments?
Because it does.
Apartments always have mm-hmm.
have they've got
bad.
You know, they've got your token crack dealer and they've got your yeah, and
yeah.
if you're young, they just find you and they help you move in.
Yeah, because my son, we were talking just the other day about his apartment building, and he was telling me like the same. He goes, I think I got a crack dealer down here.
He does.
And he goes, I watch across the way. The cars come and go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be a hooker or something living
yep.
up. Like this is the apartment that you live in. Mm-hmm. You just hope your little section doesn't get in trouble.
Right, but it's scary. It's scary. I mean, I can think of the my girlfriend, Amber and Natalie had an apartment in Aurora, and we'd always go to Amber and Natalie's house. My mom was like fine with it because I had a car and I was going to go anyway. But I just have to tell you, if my parents would have said, you're not going, give us your fucking keys, what was I going to do? Run away?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Come on.
Well,
no.
where do you think all of this has come from, all the thinking of being lax and lax and lax and more?
Because we have to work because we need to give more stuff because things are expensive. You want to give everyone the best of everything. You want to give them more stuff. You want to give them a fucking iPhone. You want to give them all that shit. So you're working, working, working to the bone until you're falling asleep in your shrimp dinner at Red Lobster.
Yeah. Well, our mutual pal, Kelly Ford, who I was partners
uh-huh.
with at the
yeah. –
we had the conversation one time about people, you know, having to work so much that this day and age, people just have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you know, bills don't magically appear.
Right.
That you make the decision
right.
to give every kid a new car.
Absolutely.
Or give every kid a new phone.
Or
put a TV.
Or
Christmas is $500 or more a kid.
Right.
Or these are decisions that you
mm-hmm.
make.
You do.
And you don't have to do that.
Well, you have to, it's keeping up with the Joneses, because if you don't, your kids are like, why? And I can explain to my kids why. So as much as they have great stuff, they're not over, my kids are not overboard on anything. I mean, Jack has an iPhone because it was given to him by his grandparents and they pay the bill. If they didn't pay the bill, he would not have that phone. He has a little flip phone that's $9 on my plan. That's it.
No, it's kind of like my dad. When I was in high school, my dad, I came home and there was a car in the driveway, Pinto. Pinto, Ford Pinto. And I'm like, who's here? And my dad was like, nope, that's your car. It was $500. If you can't afford the gas or the insurance.
You don't drive.
You don't drive.
Right.
But your mom and I have decided that's your car.
Yeah.
But that kind of thing.
And I got a hand-me-down car, too. It was my aunt's 81 Firebird. It was pimp. It was white with blue interior. Yeah, it was a nice, fast car when I was growing up in high school. But if I didn't have money to pay for gas, I wasn't going to be driving anywhere. And it's just – it is a lot of keeping up with the Joneses. And, I mean, I've got my kids in private school. So they're – you know, the Joneses are driving Maseratis to school. These little – I was just in Carline today at Regis for Jillian, and the convertible Audis and pimped up Jeeps. And I'm just like, what? And she's like, Mom, they're all like that. Like, yawn, you know? And she knows we're not like that. She knows that's not going to happen. If anything, she's going to drive her sister's hand-me-down Buick Rendezvous, but she'll be happy to just drive.
Right.
You know? But I've humbled them, and I've stuck them under my thumb. I just won't have it. And I this is my thing. Everything you think you might want to do, I've already done it twice.
Yeah.
I've already done it twice. Mommy's already done it twice. So I know when you're doing it, and then we can talk about it.
I know what to look for.
Absolutely. I know exactly what you're doing.
Let me see your pupils.
Yeah, totally. Well, Jillian had a boyfriend last year, and her room was in the basement. Not anymore. Her room's upstairs. No boyfriend. That's out. But yeah, I mean, they were trying to push the limits, and he snuck over on Valentine's Day, and his dad had texted me and said, I think he's over at your house. And our room was in the basement, so I went down and kicked the door in like a fucking ninja. And in the bed that my daughter was bitching about that was too small for her, because it's a full size, are her and the kid. And so, I mean, by the rung of his neck, I just ripped him out of there and said, you're never coming back. I moved a room upstairs. If you fuck with me, the door comes off. Like, this is, you know, I'm not messing around.
You didn't catch him.
No. And I called her out and said,
you'd have killed him.
Are you, you know, did you do this or what? How far did? And she's like, no, Mom, I am so scared. I'm like, don't even try and play with me, because I'm not going to ignore this and then 2 months be a grandma. You know, I'm pregnant. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. You're 14 years old. So she's scared, and she's scared of me, and I like it.
That's good. Yeah. That's what used to be. Parents, we used to be afraid of our parents.
My kids are afraid of me.
Good.
They love me, and I'm open.
And they respect you.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm cool, and I'm honest and open, and I'm cool. I am cool AF, as Jillian says. But they're scared.
Yeah.
Got to scare the shit out of them. Otherwise, you're going to have kids soaking out poppy seeds.
I've always thought parents are kind of like fire, you know, that – mess with it, you're going to get burned. Mm-hmm. You respect fire, and so you don't mess with it.
You don't mess with it.
And I always thought my dad, it was like that. I knew that he loved me, but I knew that he would spank
the crap out of me. Yeah, same here with my dad. My mom was a pushover, and she was naive. And I think it helps being a friend to my kids, but I'm also their parent. Yeah, I'm your friend. We can talk about anything, and we do. She trusts me more than she trusts any of her friends. We talk about everything. But she knows, Jillian, the one who's almost 15, she knows that if she crosses me in any way, shape, or form, or if she messes around or does, she thinks in her head, oh my gosh, my mom's not going to like this. She doesn't do it, because she knows how much trouble she's going to get in.
Yeah.
And usually the trouble is, I'm taking away your phone, and that's her life.
Not my phone.
You're taking away my life.
No.
And I go, well, that's even more of a reason for me to take it if it's your life. Yank.
That is sad. That's the life.
I know.
I mean, it is for us in a way. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now.
It's attached to my hand. Speaking of the phone being your life and attached to your hand, how much does it piss you off if you text somebody and they don't respond?
Immediately.
Well, I mean.
Or at all.
Well, this is the thing. I know that your phone is right next to you. I know your phone's right next to you when you're working. Mm-hmm. I know your phone's next to you when you're sleeping. I know you're – so there's no – there shouldn't be a couple of days lax in something – you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't understand that. I mean, everyone – and that's the probably most insulting thing is if someone doesn't – and I don't think you need to respond to me right away, but I know you've got your phone.
Yeah. I think there's a time period. Like maybe I'll give you 30 minutes to an hour at the most, right, before I start getting annoyed. Even like last night, Janet had texted me that she was on her way home from work, but I had – my phone was dying. I plugged it in and gone next door to talk to the neighbor. Mm-hmm. So I walked back in and hello? Are you there?
Are you there?
Are you
so, – I know you've got your phone.
Yeah. So, but sometimes you don't. You don't always don't. But right. I think – over, like you said, a day or two? What the fuck? Yeah. I know you've looked at your phone since then.
I'm sure you've looked at your phone.
And you're not calling me.
Oh, like, this is
you
what
You don't
I,
have to call me.
This is You don't have to call me. You don't have to call me. But
got
what about
it. Just right back. Got it.
What about this? What about this? I had spotty service, but yet you're putting everything up on Facebook. What?
I had spotty service?
Or you don't get back to me, but you're posting on Facebook. So now I'm going to take it personally. Now I'm going to take it personally because I'm stalking your social networking. Maybe not even stalking it. It's coming up on the feed and I'm like, wait, bitch, what?
You haven't written me back.
Right. And I don't just text just to be an ass. I'm just really? I don't get that.
Are you addicted to Facebook or Twitter or what would you say is your – what is your social media platform that you feel more addicted to?
Facebook? Facebook and probably Instagram. Mm-hmm. I just like looking through it. But probably Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it's immediate. I mean, I have the notifications turned off, so I don't get notifications.
Oh, I do. Janet's turned hers off, but I get mine.
Yeah,
I'm like a chicken with grain. You know,
right.
Alert.
Like,
gotta look.
Yeah. And I've got mine turned off for that reason, so I'm not on it all day. But there will be a couple of days. And, you know, I watch a lot of TV. I just hang out at home, you know, while the kids are in school, whatever. And I'll see, you know, I'll be on Facebook and then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I was looking on this for like 3 hours total this afternoon. Like,
I know.
Not in a row, but I mean, like, yeah, from like noon to three, it's like I was on Facebook for like 2 hours that time.
How do we do that? I've done the exact same thing. Like get up at 8 a.m, make a cup of coffee and think I'll just scroll Facebook, listen to internet radio.
Right.
And next thing I know, it's 10 or 10:30. Like, I've got shit to do.
It's like, I've got shit to do. Like, and I don't know why I'm wasting time.
Where did that go? Because I was just scrolling and reading.
Right.
Or I'll see a link and I'll flip over and I'll read an article.
That's exactly what I do too. Or watch a video or whatever it is. I'm not just sitting there reading status updates. People post interesting shit.
Yeah.
And stuff I don't know about. I need to know.
You feel like you're trying to keep up with what's going on in the world.
It is what's going on in the world because the posts that people are posting that are links to articles or videos are viral things. Like, it's stuff that you're going to see on the news half the time. It's not just, you know, what color is my best friend? I hate that shit. Stop with the quizzes.
You know, I've told people, think about the quizzes that you're taking.
It's maddening.
All these questions are telling Facebook more and more about yourself.
You know, you and I both know that.
When you take these, when you take these quizzes, you are basically just giving all your information out there to, you know, what store do you love to shop at? Where do you love, what's your favorite? Oh, then you're Chewbacca.
Who's your spirit animal? Right. Okay. So remember when they passed that gay marriage is legal?
Yeah.
And everybody put the rainbows over their profile pictures?
Right.
That was a Facebook, it came out that they were like testing people. To see who, you know what I mean?
Who would support, who was the support and the numbers.
So when you did the like gay pride / Facebook thing and put that rainbow over you on Facebook through them, they were tracking you. And they track everything we do.
Everything.
And it's sick.
And who cares what girl from Sex and the City you are?
Oh my God, I'm totally Carrie.
Are you? You didn't take the quiz. You just sort of.
I think I did a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I did a long time ago because when Facebook first came out, and it had those kitschy little things like, oh, let me see if I'm a Carrie or a Samantha. Yeah.
Game requests, the other one that drives me crazy.
Well,
why are you asking me to do things you know I don't want to do?
This is funny. I actually had to put a post up and say, if you send me a game request, I will delete you. And someone wrote, you know, they're not doing that. It's Facebook doing it. And there's a setting that you can go in and turn off so you don't get them anymore.
Facebook would just randomly?
Uh-huh. They're saying, like, Steve Mudflap McGrew wants you to play Casino Clue or whatever it is.
Right.
And you didn't send me that. You didn't. It's just because maybe you've played it once or something like that. And they're actually telling me that someone else is sending them, but really they're not. It's generated by Facebook.
Those bastards.
Our friend Trevor,
uh-huh.
He knows how to turn it off. He taught me how to turn it off because he was like, you're deleting people, like 100 people, because you're getting all these crazy game requests.
I think I do sort of remember a post that you did about, if you ask me to play Farmville, I'm going to go gangster and bury you in Candyland. You put all the game things together.
Mafia Wars. Yeah, and it was, you know, I'm going to open up my own Farmville, like P-H-A-R-M. And sell like Vicodin and morphine and shit. You want to buy my pills in Farmville with a PH on the farm? Yeah. Those games make me crazy.
Are you a Twitter person?
No.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. I have it and I sometimes will go, oh yeah. Huh. Because you know what? Like I watched Bachelor or whatever, Bachelor in Paradise or whatever.
So you don't want a live tweet during the show?
No, I don't do that. But what I'll do is I'll see the names of somebody and I'll have the Tweety Bird by it. And I'm like, oh yeah, Twitter. Oh my God. And I'll get into that for a couple hours too. But that's maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's only like on like seriously like once a month. And I barely tweet. My last tweet was probably again a month ago. Probably.
Yeah. I tweet. Yeah. I've become more a Twitter person than Facebook. Like now I'm not, I've got like 98,000
followers. Holy balls. I've got like 230. You can follow me at Tracy Radio, hack into Mudflaps and follow me. Okay.
There
and then
you go.
I'll tweet.
Well, then that's what I'll do. I'll tweet out that they should follow you.
Do it.
And get try to get more for you.
Because if I have more, then I'll do it. Because there is a sense of responsibility to
That's exactly what it is.
If you have people.
If people are following you and what do you and I think a lot of times people follow you because they want to know, okay, what's going to be your take on this subject?
Exactly.
Trump said this last night.
Right. And
what's Mudflap going to make a joke about this?
And I like what you say, you know, so I'm going to, you know, I like your sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a fan page on Facebook, but I let my friends list max out at 5,000. Yeah. So I don't have to add any more people because that's just maddening to me too. That's like, really? And I remember, you know, when you first get on Facebook and you've got like 200 friends and you're just waiting for those friend requests and you're like, yes.
Yes. Yeah, two
accepting.
More.
Accepting.
Yes.
Woo, 225.
How do you know this person? I don't.
And I will say that with my Facebook friends list, I probably know like 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a solid 10.
Yeah.
Between radio and, you know, that kind of stuff, we know a lot of people.
Now, when people's birthdays, like now on Facebook, they give you the birthday alert, like, do you have 10 friends with birthdays?
See, I don't check that.
You don't?
No, I don't check the birthday thing. I just see if it's on the feed and it's someone's getting wished happy birthday. I'm like, oh, fuck, happy birthday.
Well, it started reminding me when these things pop up, like, I have no idea who this is.
Yeah, me either. And like, I won't wish them a happy birthday if I don't know.
I'm kind of getting to be the same way. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is because I do have 5,000 friends mm-hmm. on this page.
Right.
It's like I haven't seen this name in a while. They never post on my mm-hmm. page. They never respond to anything.
Right.
Boom. You're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't – and sometimes I wonder if I should do that. Like maybe they're just quiet fans.
They probably are. Quiet. And they love our stuff. People like that. They just love our shit. I've deleted some people in there that I don't know. And I'll get an inbox thing going – why did you delete me? And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even like. I just didn't think you looked at my stuff
anymore. I'm trying to make room. Yeah,
right. I look. It's like, okay, you can come back. But once I delete, if I delete for a personal reason, you're never uh-huh. coming back. I will never re-add.
What does it take for? What's a personal reason to delete someone?
It's usually a personal, like a fight, like a whatever, or if you've deleted me,
uh-huh.
You're fucking done. If you deleted me and you want back, you're done. You're never coming back.
Yeah.
Go follow my fucking Twitter, which I don't post on. Because I can't dump you on that.
Yeah, like I had a couple people deleted me recently because I posted a thing about
isn't that so
about
you.
If I see another post about cop hating, cop shooting, cop mm-hmm. anybody bashes a cop on my feed, you're gone.
Right.
And somebody wrote back to me, well, you're gone. Like, I didn't realize how close-minded you were and blah, bye, blah, blah. And I was like, see ya.
Did you see – so our friend Catfish posted yesterday this video. It was in West Palm Beach of this lady. She got pulled over. And you can go and – you know, it's one of those I clicked to the link and you read the article. And she said to the she was going 51 in a 20 in a school zone. And she said, no wonder you guys get shot. You're assholes. And I thought, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I even had to – I took my phone and I'm like squeezing in trying to see that bitch's license plate. I'm like, I do that.
The same thing. I was like, is her – because I –
it's like a see something, see something. Yeah.
People find that crazy woman.
I know. That's bad.
What kind of society have we become that
we're vigilante?
That you will do that right. No, but.
Oh, her?
But her. Oh. Just look at her. You're the reason you get shot, you asshole.
Well, first, I mean, I went and watched the whole 30 minutes.
I did too.
Where thank she's like, you.
Oh, please don't.
I have groceries melting in the car.
I'm just in a hurry. Just please don't.
I just was at Target. I've got groceries melting.
I won't do it again. I promise.
I won't do it again. And he's like, give me your stuff or it's going to take you even longer to get out of here. Now, listen, if I were that cop, I would have kept that bitch there for an hour and a half.
Just
all that ice cream would have melted. The milk would have gotten spoiled. I would have just fucking kept her there. And I know he said at the end, I'm going to suggest or I'm going to put in that you
I have put in that you need a driving test because obviously you don't know why I've stopped.
Yeah, I'm doing my job.
Right.
Yeah. Well, why? You can't do that.
Do you have the authority to do that?
Don't fuck with cops. Do not fuck with cops. I would have kept her there for 2 hours. On principle.
My mom, well, the whole thing that I wrote was like, because my grandfather was a cop and he was chief of detectives he was a cop all of his life.
Wow.
My dad had been with the sheriff's department when got out of the military, friends that are cops, just all kind of, you know. And my mom was like, you know, your brother read to me that thing you wrote about the cops and your grandfather, your dad. She goes, I really respect you for that. She, that was, you know, a lot of people just don't want to admit. And I go, I don't understand. I don't understand. The only people that don't like cops are the people that break the law.
The law. And
if you're out there, if there's that many people breaking the law, shoot them. Lock them up. Well, maybe we need to thin the herd. I don't understand.
My husband did the shittiest thing. And I was like, wait, what? Because listen, I don't have anybody in my life anymore that comes at me sideways. Once you get clean of issues, you change your playground and your playmates, and you really don't have anybody in your life that comes at you sideways. So I'm not used to this kind of behavior anymore. But it was over Memorial Day, and my husband sent me, I was at a friend's, he sent me a text and said, there's cops, you know, with a speed trap. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And he wrote me back and he said, God, what did he say? Like, I yelled at him, like, why don't you go do your job or something? And I go, why did they pull you over? Or did they say something to you? And he's like, no. And I'm like, why the fuck would you yell out your goddamn window to a cop, go do your job when he's doing his job? Right. Why would you do that? And he's just like, because there's other things that they could be doing besides catching stupid fucking speeders on Main Street. I go, well, maybe not. That's their job. Why? I was so blown away. And I'm like, you know what? You are a gun-toting freaking America. That's what you're doing. You're being all like that.
Yeah. And I think
I was appalled. I'm like, I couldn't understand it. I kept asking him questions. I'm like, well, did they say anything to you? Did they pull you over? Like, why would you even say that? I'm sure they didn't hear it. He probably yelled it at his window, which was closed.
Right.
But where is all that anger coming from? And so my friend that I was with said, you better have sex with him. He's freaking
getting wound up.
Yeah. And I won't.
It's those testosterone
shots. I wasn't having it. Yeah. That wasn't going to turn me on.
But I think part of that social media and the media feeding that to people just more and more winds you up.
It does.
You know? And when I get angry when I see here's a video of a cop tasing a guy.
Right.
And everybody's like, look at this brutality. Show me the rest of the video.
Right. Because
don't just show about 40 times the cop goes, get on the ground. Get on the ground. Please comply, sir.
I mean, they don't just walk up and cause problems. I'm sorry. And I'm sure there are a group of cops everywhere that just act out and use the power and use the badge. But that's what 1% of people maybe? I don't even know.
And even if it's that, it's probably because you were already doing something that got his attention.
Exactly. They're not just coming up and saying, well, you're just standing here.
Yeah. I had this conversation the other day with a – I was telling this story to another comic. I was working with a comic, an African-American comic that missed the first show. And he came in all pissed off and he was like, I got stopped because I was black. Hmm. I got stopped because I was black.
Hmm.
And I was like, no, what'd you get stopped for?
Right.
And I go, he goes, because I'm black. And I go, no.
Doesn't work like that.
What did you get stopped for?
Right.
Because I'm black.
And I went through I ran a stop sign, but I'm black. Come on.
Basically, that's what it comes down to. But there had been a convenience store robbery and he got stopped because he was black.
Wow.
But it was not because he was black, because the guy who robbed the store was black, fit the description.
Right.
Now, and I gave him this point of like, well, that doesn't work because I got stopped while I was helping my son move and I had a truck full of stuff and I got stopped because there'd been robberies in the neighborhood.
Right.
And I got pulled over.
Sure.
Because I fit the description
right,
of a guy in a truck.
And as far as like the racial profiling and stuff goes, I just feel like that's just not happening. Maybe I'm just under a little Cinderella glass, but I just don't feel like that is 9 times out of 10 the case.
I don't.
Maybe 1 time out of 10 it's the case, but I don't think 9 times out of 10 it's the case.
And if it is, fix the problem.
Respect the police, man.
Or stop. And I don't mean this in a bad way, and I don't even really know how to explain it. But if a cop pulls a black guy over because he's driving a Jaguar, maybe it's because there's been a lot of people stealing Jaguars.
Right. Just ask the question. I mean, you can always ask.
Yeah.
You know, are you pulling me over because I'm black? No, sir. We're pulling you over because people stole this car. People robbed it. This fits the description of the car that robbed a liquor store. Okay.
And I'm
innocent. Look through my shit.
Yeah. You are being treated equally. That's what
I think.
You know,
but you know what? I bet other people would have a different opinion.
I know. It's because they say that's you judge it through the filter that you're raised through.
Exactly.
You know?
So, you know, there's people that just think cops are just bad
yeah.
and they're just out to get them.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, if you think the cops are out to get you, it's probably because you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Well, now the whole thing of I'm a firm believer in equality.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe in equality.
Sure.
And until everybody gets treated equally, it can't be equality. So when
mm-hmm.
people keep screaming for more, that's not equality
right.
either. So it's kind of like I wish somebody would just go, you know, this is it. This is the new standard. You're not getting more. You're not getting less. I don't care how your group screams. This is the law of the
mm-hmm.
land. It's sort of like this Freddie Gray thing, and I think it's Cleveland. Like the city just awarded the guy that was,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it hasn't been to trial yet.
Oh.
The cops haven't even gone to trial yet,
geez.
But the city has awarded this. It's like, well, that's just saying, here, let's try to nip this in
well,
the bud.
Well, everybody wants to nip things in the bud. Cover it up, brush it under the rug, because somebody inevitably was wrong doing something.
But now that will make the cops look bad, because now it hasn't even
right.
gone to trial yet.
Right.
So again, let's just judge everything
on the flip side, you know, the cops that are just shooting black people just because they're, you know, I mean, there's just a lot of that stuff too, where I will see a stupid video and I'm like, oh my God. And then it's like, no, the cops are, you know, just doing this. And I feel like I would like to see the whole video.
I would like to. And let's think of it this way. When war has been declared on the cops, as it has been,
mm-hmm.
if you see some of the videos now, I'd be edgy as shit. I'd be nervous as shit. Every cop that walks out the door, I'm not going to put up with anything
well,
in this day and age.
Right. I mean,
did you flinch? Pow! You know what I mean? Put your hands
like,
where I told you.
Yeah, the lady who called him an asshole. Like, what?
Where did that come from?
What are your grounds? You just came
yeah.
from fucking Target in West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, and who's to say that she's not a crazy bitch that when he turns his back,
well, you saw the way that he backed away. I saw the way that he like backed away from the car, and he did not very well turn his back after she said that.
Yeah.
He didn't just, you know, and it's, you know, I thought she was going to drive off.
Well, that's what I thought too. She would drive off, and because you watched the whole thing,
and
it kind of went black. It kind of goes
black
at the end.
Yeah.
I thought when I kept watching it, it was like, you know what? I'm going to follow this bitch, and I'm going to catch her doing one more thing.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what I thought.
That's
when I was watching
it.
Like she's going to speed off, and
uh-huh.
go, fuck her, I'll get her again.
Yeah, I'm just
you know,
gonna,
she's angry,
ow.
Not a stoplight. Boom.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That would have been nice. I would have liked to see that. I think that lady should have. I don't know. I just, isn't that harassment?
It would calling be, wouldn't a cop it? Or an I understand asshole? Why you get shot. You're an asshole.
That's just mean. That's just a mean woman.
Bitter, evil people.
In West Palm Beach.
Do you find now that you've cleaned up, like you said, change your lifestyle, you don't have this sideways things coming at you.
Yeah, shit does not come at me sideways.
Do you feel that life is harder sometimes because you're not falling back on things to
God no
to re-
oh, fuck
avoid
no.
the stress?
No. And the way that I look at anything now is that there's nothing in my life that is so bad that drugs would not make worse.
Yeah.
So like, I'm anxious or I'm freaking out or I'm having a problem, like normally, you know, I would take a Xanax, whatever, like chill out, yeah. Right? No, my God, no. So what am I going to do? Chill out for 2 hours and then come back and the fucking problem is there, but I'm on Xanax? Yeah. I'm good. I'm totally good.
I thought of that the other day when I was watching TV and I saw somebody come, it was a movie or something, and somebody just goes, oh, I need a drink. And I thought, because I don't drink myself, right. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. So I had to think, is that how people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not.
It's how everybody is.
And I, how does
everybody
that,
but us?
Right. So we have to actually learn to deal and live with feelings.
We have to cope
with actual coping mechanisms.
Real coping mechanisms.
I am stressed. Uh-huh. I am overthinking this. I can't shut this off. Like people go, come up to work. Oh, just I need a drink.
Right.
Those of us that go, I can't drink, but I'm stressed as shit.
Yeah, I'm stressed. So how am I going
to
cope with my stress?
I guess I'll go to the gym and lift shit for a while.
Well, or, you know, we figure out other coping mechanisms. You know, I write a lot or I talk to people or, you know, it's just, I don't know. I'm amazed that I coped for 30 years out of my life because you've been using something since I was like 12.
Yeah.
So for about 30 years of my life, I'm using something else to not feel, to feel, to cope, to not cope.
To wake up, to go to sleep, to
– totally. And now that I don't do that anymore, it's not that I'm sitting here, rah, 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 I'm preachy, I'm a preacher. Not at all. I just know that my way of life works a lot better now. And like I said, it's nice to go to sleep and not – and know exactly what happened that night.
Yeah.
Or and I
wake up next day and go, no, and I've Facebook see what I posted.
Right. And I'm not I'm not a drinker. I've never really drank and I'll never drink again now that I've, you know, because alcohol is a drug. So is pot. Can't use them even though they're legal. Doesn't really matter. I was never a blackout person. I've never blacked out, so I didn't know what was happening. I was very functional in my active addiction, if you want to call it, you know.
Active
addiction. That's what it was. You know, using Xanax and using,
as they say, AA, the functional alcoholic. Mm-hmm. That you never got in trouble. You never lost your house.
Right.
You never
and
lost
I
your
didn't
job.
Didn't lose
you
my just- job, and I didn't lose my family, and I didn't. You know, but I do know that people that have, and it fucking sucks. I can't even believe. Thank God that didn't happen to me, because I do know people that's happened to, and that they've got to, you know, pissed to get their kids back. They've got to take UAs for a year. You know, they lose their children. They lose their home. They lose their – and once you lose that kind of stuff, it's like game on, right? Yeah. I mean, I would just be like, fuck it. If I lost my kids, I mean, and to have to come back from that.
Yeah, and prove
so, like,
that you're
I feel blessed and lucky that did not happen to me. But other things did. Other things did. But, and it's coping is nice. It's nice to cope. I get to cope now. I get to do things. I mean, I get to be stressed. Before, I didn't get to do – it was all – everything was a fucking have to.
But you get to have life. It is actual life.
You're actually
experiencing life, not like, I don't want to deal with this.
Right?
I'm just going to go lay down and
I'm
take
just
going to
sleep for 24 hours. Because I don't want to deal with anything.
When I wake up, the world will be better.
So, but it won't. I'm just going to wake up and take more sleep meds so I can go back to bed. It's tough. It's actually – it's exhausting being
an
addict.
But you seem more energetic and happy. I have to tell you, as –
oh, I
as
am.
Someone that's known you for years,
yeah.
You seem much, much.
Well, and, you know, like I said, it's never been – it's never hindered a job. It's never done that. I've never lost a job because they were like, oh, you're too fucked up to be here. Oh, you know, don't show up for work.
Well, you knew exactly what level you needed to be.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm about to go on the air.
Right.
I should be this happy. Woo-hoo!
Woo! Yeah. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's we're actors, you know, basically. It's an acting job on the radio.
Right.
But our real life comes out in that, and we wouldn't be able to hold it together and hold down a job and get ratings if we were, you know, fucked up. And I know plenty of people in the industry that have been fucked up and they've lost their gig. So that being said, thank God I didn't lose my job. Thank God I didn't lose my family. Those would be really hard things to get back.
Then you'd be like a Real Housewives of Parker.
I would be in a trailer. A real trailer. Not even a nice trailer, y'all.
A real trailer.
I'm scared of trailers.
Tracy Trailer.
I was Tracy Trailer for a little while on KYGO, but that was all theater of the mind. Can you imagine if that was my reality?
Well, they did do that for a while, didn't they? It was Tracy's Trailer Trash.
Trailer Park, Trailer Trash.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, now I'm Tracy Toker.
Oh, is it? Is that the name on 90? Well, let's talk about that before we go here. Smoking 94.
Smoking 94.1.
Which is the new station here in Denver.
It is. It's pot talk and classic rock. We don't say that, but that's basically what it is.
Now, how does this work? I knew it's classic rock, but how does pot – I knew they jumped on that because pot got legal, so sure. Let's go that way.
So it's
how do you work pot into every break or what? How does it work?
You don't really have to work it into every break. I mean, marijuana news is good. We have 420 news, you know, 420 in at noon every day. And, you know, it's the only 420-friendly radio station in Denver. You know, you can call up and say, I'm smoking this out of this, and I want to hear Ozzy, you know, and then I play it. I do the All Request Big Hit Weekend Show. Big hits. Get it? Yeah. Yeah, I do that. And so it's just a kitschy little name for a call and request a song, and I'll fucking play it because we've got a huge library. And no one else really does that. But we push it. And my boss pushes it and goes over the line a lot. But with the
pot talk?
Well, just with being racy and sexy and pot talk. Mm-hmm. And just basically, it's basically like a rated R station. Yeah. Lots of bleeps. We play a lot of comedy.
Bleep it a lot.
Bleeped. Yeah, and our you know, things in between songs, you know, say pot, you know. But it's not really like legal for you to tell someone to smoke pot. So I can't be like, oh, you better go smoke pot or, you know, whatever. If they call up and they say, this is what I'm doing, then I laugh and say, oh, go cut your grass and smoke your grass, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I'm mowing my lawn. Oh, are you smoking your lawn too? You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. It's just silly. Just funny.
Yeah.
Silly stuff. It's fun.
Now, I saw you posted on Facebook and you were trying to find a name to go on the air.
Right.
You had some very creative names thrown out there.
Yes. God love you, 5,000 people on Facebook. Yeah. I mean, we already had a Mary Jane, so it wasn't going to be that. But yeah, there were quite a few, you know, bong this and joint that and this and that. But having, you know, a brand for 20 years in the market, it's kind of hard to just scrap everything and just be, you know, Mary Jane or something like that for me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to keep some of my name in there.
But what is it?
Tracy Toker.
Tracy Toker. But why couldn't you just be Token Tracy? Like Token Tracy Taylor,
could have been, but my boss really wanted something out there. The names he came up with for me were nothing that I was going to be able to use. So there's that.
But then again, you don't use. So
I don't use, which is weird. Because,
it's weird,
but
isn't
I
it?
Did for my whole life. So what's so weird? It's like God has such a sense of humor that the job that I get right when I get out of rehab is at the pot station.
I know,
and I can't smoke pot anymore. So I'm like, oh my God, I love pot. I love it. So because I've used it for so many years of my life, it's easy for me to talk about and be relatable about it. It's not.
It's kind of the same way that I do my drinking jokes in my act, like. You don't get drunk? Well, how do you know so much about it?
Right.
I used to.
I used to.
I was a pro.
Yeah. You were a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having me.
1 hour shot by like crazy. Boom.
There it goes.
Tell people how to find you, get a hold of you.
Well, all my handles, if you will, are at Tracy Radio. So that would be on Twitter. And on Instagram, and then on Facebook. I think it's under Tracy Taylor Radio.
Are you Snapchatting?
Oh, God damn it. I have that, too. I forgot all about that thing. See, that, I don't get it.
You don't?
I get it, but I don't get it. It's very difficult for me. My daughter does it, and she's whipping through and watching Snapchats and posting her own, and it's a lot for me. I don't know.
Well, Snapchat, remember, originally was, like, for sexting. when it was first
it was
came out. You did not know this?
No.
When Snapchat first came out, it was basically for teenagers were Snapchatting. Like, I could send you a picture of my, you know.
Oh, because it disappears.
And it would disappear.
That's right.
And it would completely disappear.
Wow.
And then whoever got a hold of it now, it redesigned it.
Okay.
And it's so more of a social.
It's for the people.
It's for the people now. And you Snapchat and you do little videos and you can do your storyline.
Right.
And businesses are Snapchatting with their, you know, hey, I have a special right now. Come on down to the – and – it's all been redesigned, but
I'm on there, but I don't. I'll have to start with that. My kids think it's crazy that mommy's on that.
Well, I had to explain to the girlfriend, like, you're on Snapchat? I go, yeah. Why are you on Snapchat? Come here, look at this. It's been redesigned.
It's funny. It's
been
cute.
Redesigned. There's all these magazines. There's that. Right. Know, so now she's on. Okay. On Snapchat, but it originally was that. Why are you on Snap? Because everyone. Knew it as
yes, it was bad. Yeah. Can I just tell you something really quick before we go?
Yeah.
The Ashley Madison thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. So 5 years ago, Jonathan and I were teamed up at a radio station here in Denver, our good old friend Jonathan Wild. And we didn't know what Ashley Madison was. So we used my email and we got in there to see,
just to
like,
see
what
going
it was
on.
About. Yeah. Uh-huh. Guess whose email was compromised? And preferences. Mine.
Yours was?
Yeah, I put it in the verify thing and it came back. My email was compromised. I was like, holy shit.
Oh.
Because I was checking like the Huzz, even though he'd never do anything like that because he's just not that type. But I was just checking random emails of people that I know. I thought, I should check mine. I remember something about this Ashley Madison crap. And I checked it and sure enough.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, I bet you a ton of people, DJs.
Yeah.
Just to see what it was. What's everybody talking about?
It was like five years ago.
We got to know what to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure enough. I don't even know what my preferences are. I don't know if I can log in or not. But you know, when they caught everybody, that within just a couple of days, 2 million more people joined Ashley Madison after the scandal.
Well, it's probably they figured it's
what
like,
the hell?
It's probably they figure like a plane crash.
Right.
It's not going to happen
it's
for
not
a while
happen
after
again.
This.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
2 million. Anyway, wow. I'm on Ashley Madison too. At Tracy Radio.
Well, thanks for dropping by and doing the show again.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, anytime.
Good to get you out of the house.
Thank you. I appreciate
All right.
it. All
See
right.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was the always lovely, always talented Tracy Taylor. I hope you'll find her on Twitter. She needs some new Twitter friends. Find her on Twitter. At Tracy Radio. Guys, thanks for tuning in. I always appreciate it. You know, you can find us on all the podcast platforms, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Spreaker, all those. Share us with your friends. Do share us. Help us grow. Keep us going. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. God bless America. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.